paragraph Yud Beis, V'alkein miyad achar Sukkos oisin simchas Torah, and now you'll understand why the holiday of Sukkos leads right into Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, Shehu Bechinas V'Simchas Olam Al Roshem. That's what Rabbein Azal speaks about over there in Likut Imran, that as a result of Nasa V'Nishma, as a result of getting close to the seven shepherds, as a result of the Azas Dikdusha, what's the final result? Simcha. A person gets to that crown, that Simchas Olam Al Roshem. Because through our display of faith in Hashem and trust in Hashem throughout Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, through the Nasa V'Nishmas that we were zoche to, Shehem Iker Bechinas Kabbalas HaTorah, which is the true acceptance of Torah, Rabbein Azal shows over in Likut Imran that when you're mekabel the Torah, you're zoche to simcha, bechinas simchas Torah, bechinas v'simchas olam al roshom, shenemar al shnei ho'adoyim. That pasuk is written regarding the two crowns, shehem haksorim shehechtiru es Yisrael b'choyrev, which the angels crowned the Jewish people with when they stood at Har Sinai, minase v'nishma. From the Nasa V'Nishma that the Jewish people declared. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Tikkuni Zohar. Ki besimchas Torah, kedein shavya atorah bereish kol tzadik, kama shekosa b'tikkunim, ayin sham. The Tikkuni Zohar tells us that on Simchas Torah, Hashem places a crown on the head of each and every tzadik. Hainu haksorim hanal. This refers to the crowns that we're discussing here, hanas minas v'nishma, which are generated by the nas v'nishma, sheheim ikar hasimcha shel simchas Torah. That's the main celebration and the joy of simchas Torah is that we're starting a new kesher with Hashem. We've declared nas v'nishma once again that we're ready to accept a relationship with Hashem. Bechinas v'simchas olam al roisham. And this is why we complete the Torah on Simchas Torah and we immediately start again from the beginning. Because each and every single year a Jew is required to start the Torah anew, brand new. Dahainu, which means each and every year of a Jew's life, he's supposed to be trying to achieve a higher level Nasa V'Nishma than the one I achieved last year. Last year, my Kesher with Hashem was on level 23. A new year now. Now I want my Nasa V'Nishma to be on level 24. Ki yesh shivim ponim la Torah, because we know that there are 70 interpretations and 70 levels to the Torah. Ve'isa b'divrei Rabbein Azal, and Rabbein Azal writes in chapter 60 in Likut Imran, Shem b'chinas shivim shonim, that the 70 levels of the Torah correspond to the 70 basic years of a person's life. Because every year of a Jew's life, he's supposed to try to achieve a new level of the Torah that he has not yet achieved. Which means a new Nasa V'Nishma. Whereby we're trying to achieve new parts of the Torah that were hidden to us previously, from that part of the Torah that's called Nistar, whether it's hidden to me or whether it's hidden to most people, that's the part I'm trying to achieve anew every time, to reveal new things that I didn't know before. We're involved in doing this throughout the entire year. Each and every single day and week and month, we're trying to achieve new portions of the Torah that we didn't learn yet before. Bibchinas Nasa V'Nishma, Lahasig B'chol Pam Nishma Me'atorah B'chinas Nistar, to achieve every single time new nishmas, to acquire what was nishma to me before, to turn it into nase. Ad shebigmar hashana, until at the end of the year, at the completion of the year, Yisrael bichlal heimasigim nishma chodesh. The entire Jewish nation receives a new nishma. In other words, besides what's going on within each individual's life, Klal Yisrael is moving as a total organism. And the entire Klal Yisrael, when it gets to the end of the year, is trying to achieve to move up to a new level, a new nishma. V'nase mehanishma nase. And we're making from nishma, from what was originally nishma to us, from what we didn't know, we're turning it, we're converting it to nase. V'oz tzrichin lahasig nishma chodesh gavoya yoser. And then we're going to receive a new nishma, a higher nishma than the one we had before. V'zeo b'chinas siyum ha-toyro u'maschilen miyad. With this, we'll understand why we finish the Torah and we start again right away from the beginning. Ki siyum ze b'chinas shekvar hisigu ha-toyro b'shona zu. V'osu me'a nishma nase. Because the fact that we're finishing the Torah shows what we've accomplished this year. That this year we've gone from the beginning to the end. We learned the entire Torah on a certain level, on a specific level. And now we're coming to the siyum. We're making a siyum of the nase, that which we acquired. That which at the beginning of the year was nishmatos, but throughout the whole year we worked on it, we converted it to nase. Sheze b'chinas klolius ha-Torah mi bereishis ad leini Yisrael. That's the entire Torah from bereishis to leini kol Yisrael. Ki bereishis hu b'chinas maimar ha-sholim, b'chinas nishma. Because Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which says that bereishis is a complete statement. Bereishis corresponds to nishma. Whereas bara, the next word, bara, is half of Bereishis. Bara is called Chatzi Maimar. It's half a statement. Bara is Nase compared to Bereishis. Ki ba'aschol asa toiro oz yadayin b'chinas toiras Hashem. Because when we're at the starting gate, when we're beginning, when we're at up to Bereishis, at that point, the Torah is Hashem's Torah. I haven't acquired it yet. I haven't drunk it yet. I didn't drink it yet. I didn't eat it yet. Bechinas nishma. The Torah is in the category of nishma. V'achar kach misyagin bo. And then throughout the whole year, we struggle in it, we work at it. U'memis natzman aleha. We kill ourselves to study the Torah, to achieve the Torah. Ad shemasigin oiso mi nishma l'nase. Until we turn it around, we convert it from nishma into nase. From something we didn't know to something which now we do know. V'oz nasis Torah soy. And at that point, the Torah is no longer referred to as Hashem's Torah. It's called His Torah, the Torah of the one who worked on it, who acquired it. V'zeo b'chinas siyum ha-Torah le'enei kol Yisrael. Now you'll understand the three final words that close the entire Torah, where it says that all of this was revealed le'enei kol Yisrael, in front of the eyes of the entire Jewish people. Shehu b'chinas shenase mehanishma nase. Note the message that it's telling us, that all of it became visible. That which was invisible to us, that which we couldn't see, which means we couldn't understand a year ago when we were first at the starting gate, we're at Bereishis. Now we're all the way at the end. We're finishing the entire Torah. Now it's Le'enei Kol Yisrael. It's all in front of our eyes. We see the whole picture. Ad shekol Yisrael masigen oiso ayin bayin. To the point where the entire Klal Yisrael, which is making this siyum on Simchas Torah, all of us have been zeicha to achieve the Torah face to face. We've come face to face with the entire Torah. We see it. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what's being expressed in that final pasuk in the Torah, where it says, Ulechol ha-moira ha-godol asher osa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael. And regarding all of this great awe, moira means awe, which Hashem, which Moshe Rabbeinu placed before the eyes of the Jewish people. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Moira ha-godol ze b'chinas nishma, shehu b'chinas yira, b'chinas bereshis, yore boishis, kemavur shaman maranal. We learned earlier, a few pages ago, Rav Nosson Zal made reference to this, that the word bereshis represents yira, because the Zohar HaKadosh says the word bereshis is made up of two words, yore boishis. It's yira, which it's an awe, which makes a person feel embarrassed and ashamed. When you see something that's so much bigger than you and so much greater than you, you feel two feelings, awe and shame and embarrassment in the presence of something that's so awesome, so great. That's so great and I'm so tiny, I'm so small. So that's this word Moira. Moira means awe. Moira is associated with Bereshis, which we said was nishma. That's when the Torah is in this state of awe. I'm in a state of awe about the Torah. I don't see, it's awesome to me. I haven't acquired it yet. I don't have it in my pocket yet. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. This is what the Torah says there at the end. Ulechol ha-moira ha-godol. And regarding this great moira, this awe, this yira, this nishma, asher osa Moshe, which Moshe Rabbeinu osod. He osod it. He made it into Naseh for us. He brought it down to us. He taught us all of it. Shemoshe Rabbeinu heir einei b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who lit up our eyes. Vehichnis bohem b'chinas hanister. And he brought into us that which was originally hidden from us. Sheyeh Naseh etzlam mehanishma Naseh. So that he was able to take from what was originally nishma and make it into Naseh. Ulechol ha-moira ha-godoel, and therefore that pasuk where it says regarding this great awesomeness, dahinu b'chinas nishma kanal, which refers to the nishma, asher osa Moshe, which Moshe Rabbeinu converted to osa, osa daiko, Rav Nosson Zal says, b'chinas nase, v'zehu le'enei b'nei Yisrael, that's what the pasuk says, to the eyes of all the Jewish people, meaning, shegilo le'en kol beis Yisrael, es sisrei ha-toira. Moshe Rabbeinu took that which was hidden from us, that which we couldn't see at first, and he put it right in front of our eyes. He opened our eyes and he made it all clear to us. He made it visible. He made nishma into naseh. Asher osa Moshe le'en ebnei Yisrael. V'osa lehem anishma naseh mi'anister nigla nimtza. Shesiyum ha-toira merameis hasogas ha-toira mi'nishma le'naseh. So therefore, when we are finishing the Torah, when we're completing the Torah, that's broadcasting this message that we succeeded in going from Nishma to Naseh. When we first started the Torah, when we were on page one, the entire Torah was Nishma to us. We hadn't read it yet. We hadn't learned it yet. Now that we're at the last page, now that we finished the Torah, it's all Naseh to us. We revealed all of it. We learned all of it. V'alkein takeif u'miyad shemesaimem ha-toira tzrichen lachzor u'lahaschal miyad bereshis. And this is why immediately upon finishing the Torah, we go right away to bereshis. Ki takeif kishezoichen lachzor mehanishma naseh. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explained over there, as soon as you make the nishma into naseh, shehu einei kol Yisrael, which means it's in front of the eyes of all the Jews, we see everything, Azah yesh lehem takef nishma chodosh. Then immediately Hashem replaces what was your old nishma with a new nishma. He puts another thing in the slot. Lahavdol, it's like a person has a gun and it has chambers in it. Each time you pull the trigger and you shoot a bullet, the chamber turns and the next bullet's in the chamber. Next bullet is ready to be fired. Here also, each time I press the trigger, each time I complete the Torah, I shot that bullet, the thing turns, there's a new bullet in the slot. There's a new Torah for me now. A whole new level of Torah for me to start again. I'm up to Nishma again. You're right. You finished Naseh of the 23rd floor. You want to go up to the 24th floor. Now you're back where you started from. You're at the starting gate, but not on the 23rd floor, on a whole new floor. A whole new nishma, and that's why we start the Torah anew. Utzrichen tekef lachzor ulehishtadel ulesiageya Lasos mizeh hanishma hechodosh bechinas nase. And we're immediately obligated to start to make a whole new beginning and work and do everything we can to turn this nishma into nase, to turn the Torah of Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph. Notice, I finished the Torah of Tov Kuf Ayin, last year's Torah I finished. Now it's my mission is to take the new Torah, the Torah of the new year, and acquire that. Turn that into Bechinas Nase. V'alkein maschilen miad bereshis. And that's why, what word do we start from? We start from bereshis, which we learned earlier, shehu bechinas nishma chodosh, that the word bereshis itself represents yira, moira, or represents this nishma. Shezoichen ato, which we're zoichet to now, she'onu tzrichen lahaschel b'shona zois lahaschel ha'nishma ha'chodosh minishma l'nasa minisna l'ignua, that in this new year now, we're going to be trying to take our new nishma and make it into nasa, to take what's hidden from us now and make it revealed. Mi bereshis, to take that which is bereshis, shehu sosum v'nelam, which is very hidden, ad le'inei kol Yisrael, and bring it right in front of our eyes, bring it to perfect clarity. Sheyizgale le'inei kol Yisrael, so that it'll be revealed, in front of the eyes of the Jewish people. Bechinas nigla, that's the concept of the revealed Torah.